Sunday, Satsang, October 4th, 2020. One more question. I heard a jiva can manifest 120 places at a time based on Chandogya Upanishad. So my question is, if the presence of the jiva is limited to a particular number, how is it possible for mandris like Rupa and Rati to serve unlimited spiritual realms of unlimited city saints? This quotation from Chandogya Upanishad is mentioned in Govinda Vasya by Bali Vidibhushan, but it's also in Priti Sandarbha, Anuchet number 10 of Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. And he says, by his own will, a liberated soul can manifest many different forms. This is described in Chandogya Upanishad 7.26.2 Chandogya Upanishad. Sa ekada bhavati, dvida bhavati, trita bhavati. A liberated soul may manifest one form, two forms, three forms, or more forms than that. So it says in somewhere, although it's somewhere maybe in the Govinda Vasya, the liberated soul can expand into 1,020 different forms. This I discussed this with my teacher. He said this only applies to Nitya Siddhas. Nitya Siddhas, eternally liberated souls, they can manifest so many forms. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava, our meditation is we want to attain only one Siddhadeya, to be a gopi of Radha, to serve Radha and Krishna. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Part 1, Chapter 2, Verse 295 or 6, Rupa Goswami explains the sadhana Raghunuga Bhakti. He says, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddharupena Chatri. He speaks singular, he says, Siddharupena. He says, in your mind, you meditate on your Siddhadeya, your Siddha Sarup, and do Seva to Radha and Krishna's Asakali. Rajalilas, and your sadhaka rupa, your practitioner rupa, your sadhaka rupa, you serve Radha and Krishna as taught by Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami. So the Goswamis, they don't talk about anywhere at this point. There's not too no need to concern about it. As far as individual Buddha-jivas, conditioned souls, anadi Krishna, Bhairamukh jivas like ourselves, we're lucky if we just get one Siddhadeya and get liberated and preem and go and serve Radha Krishna's Kunja Leelas in Vrindavan. And another part of the question, how do mandris like Rupa and Rati serve in unlimited spiritual realms of unlimited Siddha saints? Well, this verse is talking about the sadhana Siddhas. Sadhana Siddhas or Nitya Siddhas? This is Nitya Siddha Jiva, Jiva Shakti. The Sadhana Siddha Bhaktas are Tatastha Shakti, and some of the Nitya Siddhas are also Tatastha Shakti. But these personalities you mentioned, Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri and Lita Vishaka Radharani, they're all Sarup Shakti. They're Antaranga Shakti, the internal spiritual potency of Krishna, Samvit Ladini and Sandini Shakti. They're of a different nature, different category than the Tatastha Jivas. So there's no limit, just like Krishna can expand with a Surup Shakti. Krishna has Anantarupam. He has Anantarupam, Anantadhamam, So Radharani as Ananta Rupam, Lita Vishaka as Ananta Rupam, Rupamanji, all the expansions of Krishna and Radharani, all the Sarup Shakti expansions, they can have unlimited forms and unlimited planes of spiritual reality or unlimited material universes. They can appear as part of Radha Krishna's Leelas or Gauranga's Leelas. Jai Shri Radhe Shyam, Shri Radhe Shyam. Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddharupena Chatri. Jai Gurudev, please help me realize and see my Siddhadeya engaged in eternal service of Srimati Radharani in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Avijana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai Radhe Shyam.